Today's program was brought to you by The Brooklyn Kitchen, a true mom-and-pop operation since 2006. The Brooklyn Kitchen provides the tools that shape our food culture. For more information, visit them at thebrooklynkitchen.com.
I'm Anastasia Cole-Plakius of Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm, and this is Anastasia's Fridge, where we highlight seasonal produce and share recipes to try at home. Today's featured ingredient is the dandelion. Word on the street is American palates are growing more accustomed to bitter flavors. Well, there certainly has been a rise in the popularity of beers like IPAs and ESBs, and Campari seems to be everywhere these days. But for those seeking bitterness so pronounced it earned the name Dent de Lion, or Lion's Bite, they need look no further than their own backyards, where dandelions can almost surely be found. Dandelion, or Taraxacum officinale, grows as a wild perennial throughout the Northeast and most temperate regions. These days, farmers, encouraged by a customer base no longer shying away from pungent flavors, are finally taking the path of least resistance and harvesting the very same dandelions they used to eradicate as invasive weeds. And they are invasive. Once you know what to look for, you'll see dandelion everywhere there's dirt, water, and sunshine. You can always spot it by the sawtooth edge of its leaves or the telltale blue flowers it puts out when it bolts. And you can't mistake its flavor for any other in the field. When I say this stuff is bitter, I mean it is knock your socks off, hit you like a ton of bricks bitter. Like most things with a medicinal taste, dandelion has excellent health properties. Rich in vitamins A, B complex, C, and D, as well as minerals like iron, potassium, and zinc, this bitter green is a monster detoxifier, acting as a mild diuretic and promoting healthy liver function. It's been shown to improve digestion, gallbladder function, and blood sugar levels. Need a cleanse after all that partying you did over the holidays? No better natural agent than dandelion to set you straight. And once you start ingesting it regularly, whether fresh or dried in tea, you may find yourself craving that distinctive taste. The intense bite is caused by glycosides, which dandelion produces as temperatures spike. So if you're put off by the harsh flavor of mature plants, now is the perfect time to enjoy sweet, young leaves. I like them sautéed with something fatty to cut the flavor, like this preparation of pasta with garlic and guanciale. This is a great simple dish that uses guanciale, or cured pork jowl, to temper the bitterness of the greens. I like to use orecchiette pasta, but any piece pasta will do. You'll also want to grab some garlic, chili flake, parsley, olive oil and butter, and a hard cheese like pecorino for grating. First things first, put a pot of water on to boil while you wash and roughly chop your dandelion greens. Chop a couple cloves of garlic and a good chunk of guanciale while you're at it. When the water starts boiling, salt it liberally. Put your dandelions in a colander and boil them just till they start to turn dark green, about a minute, then plunge them in ice water to stop them from cooking further. Toss your pasta in the same water you used for the dandelion greens and set a timer. In a skillet, heat some olive oil over medium-high heat and add your guanciale when it's good and hot. It should spit and sputter, so stand back, but keep moving it around so it doesn't burn. Meanwhile, drain those dandelion leaves of as much water as possible by pressing them between two towels, or if you're short on linens, just squeeze it with your hands. When there's 3 minutes left on the pasta timer, toss your dandelions, garlic, and a good shake of chili flake in the skillet with the guanche. As soon as the timer goes off, use a spider to transfer the pasta to the pan. If you don't have a spider, you can certainly drain the pasta in a colander, but if you do that, reserve a quarter cup of the cooking liquid. That water is full of starches that bind everything together, so it's important in finishing any pasta. Toss the pasta and the cooking liquid with a pat of butter and some grated cheese, and garnish with fresh parsley. Dinner's ready. I'm Anastasia Cole-Plakius of Brooklyn Grange for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. See you next time.